Street, Take 5.
Welcome to Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting, President of Reformed Theological Seminary in Orlando. This program is for those willing to take 5 minutes to develop a mind for truth and a heart for God. Here's Don.
A dear friend of mine almost died recently. She had a serious infection in her lungs. It got complicated. Some of her treatment made things worse. Needless to say, it was a very scary episode. So when I finally saw her, as she was still recovering, guess what the first words out of her mouth were? Not, "Don, how good to see you," or, "Wow, that was a close call." No. The first words out of her mouth to me were, "It is good for me that I was afflicted." What? Affliction? Good? How could she say that? Well, she was actually quoting Psalm 119, verse 71, which reads, "It is good for me that I was afflicted, that I might learn your statutes." What is this? Fatalism? Stoic resignation? Just plain naivete? No, none of the above. It's a truth of Holy Scripture about trials and how God uses them in our lives. Now, let's be perfectly clear. Scripture does not say it feels good to be afflicted. It most certainly does not feel good. Affliction rocks your life. It shatters our plans. It's something downright frightening. Besides all that, affliction often comes to us in bundles. Elsewhere, the psalmist writes, "Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged." Affliction is often a package deal. It comes with loneliness. We ask, why me? Why is everyone else going on as normal, but not me? It also comes with troubles. In this psalm, David says that his enemies were filled with violent hatred towards him. Or think of Isaiah 53:6, a passage about the Messiah. It says, "He was oppressed and afflicted, grieving, beaten, and crushed for the transgression of his people." Affliction can be crushing. We grieve over it. We feel sorry for ourselves, even as we try to find a way out of it. No, affliction never feels good, but it can be good. It can be received as a hard, good thing. A Christian knows certain things in the midst of affliction. For instance, we know that God is not distant, but he is a sovereign who knows suffering. In Christ, he became acquainted with grief and affliction. And because he is sovereign, we know that nothing can touch us that does not pass through the fingers of his love for us. We know that, quote, "For those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose," Romans 8:28. This isn't something that we can see, or perhaps even say, in the midst of our trouble. In fact, it's often only with hindsight that we can make some sense of what we've gone through. But here's the point. In affliction, God shows us things that we could never learn any other way. He opens our eyes. He humbles us to the point where we become teachable again. We're able to learn things. Like what? Well, we learn yet again that every trouble-free moment of our lives is really an opulent gift of mercy. As the Puritan Matthew Henry said in his commentary on Psalm 119, "However God has dealt with us, he has dealt with us better than we deserve, and all in love and for our good." We don't deserve those good days, yet he's given many to us, and their beauty only becomes apparent when we lose them. What else? Well, in affliction, we see things that were too dense to see and learn when everything's going well. Hear the psalmist again. He says, "Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word." Affliction brings us back to God. We're broken before him, and so we cast ourselves at his feet, and our bed becomes a kind of altar of recommitment where we give our lives back to him. My friend said to me, "I told God that I'm ready to go." And I believe she was. She had peace with God. She knew that Jesus really does control her destiny, but I'm also glad that it was not yet her time, because we need her in our lives. And what is more, I'm also glad that instead of whining about her troubles or groaning, she had the grace to look up and say in faith, "It was good for me, good that I was afflicted, so that I might learn his ways."
Thank you for joining us today for Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting. We hope this broadcast helped you gain a better understanding of life from a Christian perspective and deepened your passion for God. If you'd like to listen to the program again, visit Reformed Theological Seminary's webpage at rts.edu/Orlando.